Okay, we're in the Drush HaSharan, in the Drush HaShvi'i. We're continuing on page Reish Ayin Tes in the Mosar Rav Kook versions. So last time we talked about that the Ran says that when Mashiach comes, everyone will become Jewish, everyone will understand and realize that the Torah is true. And he had quoted the Pasuk in last week's Parshan Vayechi that says, by Yehuda, where Yaakov gave a bracha to Yehuda, he said, Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, that rulers will not leave Yehuda, and the end of the pasuk says, "Ad ki yavo shilo, until Mashiach comes, velo yikas amim, and to him all the nations will gather." Ad ki yavo shilo is Mashiach, all the nations will gather to him, and Mashiach comes. That shows that lasid lavo, when Mashiach comes, all the nations will join us. So now he's going to digress and discuss that pasuk. A pirsha pasuk kain. The pirsha of that pasuk is as follows: Lo yaser shevet mi'hudah le'echad mi'achiv. What this pasuk means, what Yaakov is promising Yehuda, was that rulership, being the king, will never leave the shevet Yehuda. All the kings of the Jews and the rulers of the Jews will always be from the shevet of Yehuda. Ki amalchus b'Yisrael yil olam shevet Yehuda. Kingship will always be by Yehuda. V'chein lo yaser mechokik mi'bein raglav kidei lehinasin l'shevet acher. And also, again, it will not leave him to go to another shevet. Shekolzman shetiyah memshala Yisrael yimshal behem Yehuda ad sheyavo Mashiach shel sof malchei Yisrael. At any time there is rulership in Israel, of course, if there is no rulership in Israel, not. But so long as the Jews are ruling themselves, as long as there's a king, it will always be from Yehuda until Mashiach comes, which is the end of malchei Yisrael. So now says the Ran, This is not Yaakov telling Yehuda that he'll never have a time in history where Yehuda will not be ruling over the Jews. It's a pasuk. That Hashem will exile us when we sin, and then obviously we're not going to be in charge, because his king will be. The king will go into exile too. Yaakov was promising Yehuda that the Jewish people will never ever, no matter what, go into exile, so that Yehuda will always be king. What he means to say is, if there is a Jewish king, it will not leave the tribe of Yehuda. It will always be in Yehuda, it won't go to another shevet. As long as there is self-rulership of the Jews, it will not be with another shevet, Rak L'Shevet Yehuda. It will always be by Yehuda. Okay, Malchei Yisrael, an obvious question, we're going to get to that. Okay, anyway, what he's saying is, as long as there's Jewish kings, it will always be from Shevet Yehuda. On this path, basically, as you'll see, there's a very important difference, but on the same general path, that it just means that it won't go to another shevet. Amar Rabban, the Rabban famously says in Chumash, Shahayu amalachim amalchim Yisrael mishar shvatim acharei David ma'avirim nachla ve'ovrim aldas avim. That when other nations, like Malchi Yisrael or the Chashmonaim, when they took rulership over the Jewish people, they were doing an avera. They were going against what Yaakov said. When the Jewish people kept anointing kings from other nations on top of them, melech achar melech, one after the other, they didn't return to Malchus of Yehuda. They were going against what Yaakov said, and they were punished. Like Hoshea says, they put up kings and not from me. This is why the Chashmonaim, the heroes of the Hanukkah story, were so severely punished in Bayesheni. They were the greatest tzaddikim. And if not for the Chashmonaim, the Torah and mitzvahs would have been forgotten from the Jewish people. If the Greeks would have ran free without anyone standing up to them, there would have been the end of Torah and mitzvahs for the Jewish people. They saved everyone. And still, Nanshu Onesh Gadol, they got this terrible punishment because when they took over, they made themselves the kings, and continuing on with themselves as the kings instead of making the people from Yehuda kings. Until the punishment was so great that it reached the level of Mashomer Rabbeinu, the Chazal tell us, called the Amr Bechashmonayan Kasina Avdahu. Anyone who says they're from the Chashmonayim means they're a slave, because Hurdus, Herod, killed out all the Chashmonayim. And the reason why they got this terrible punishment is because they made themselves the rulers and they were not from Yehuda. Right, they were Levim. V'isira shevet v'machokek legamri, and they completely removed rulership from Yehuda, and that was their problem. Elu dvarav, that's what the Ramban says in Chumash. Says the Ran, he disagrees. V'yedivrei teimahem. These are surprise, shocking words. Shimkein lo nishmala haftachas Yaakov zeh. It means Yaakov said that rulership will never leave the Jewish people, the people of Yehuda, and it did. It will never leave the tribe of Yehuda, and it went to Chashmonaim. V'af b'shay onshim ha-mesirim ha-memshala, and even though, I'm sorry, anushim ha-mesirim ha-memshala, even though the people who took rulership over the Jewish people, who were not from Shevet Yehuda, were punished. Kimi she'yavtichenu ha-navish la-yuzek v'l-yipol b'yatzenu v'achkech yipol b'yadav. Because that doesn't help us, because someone who the Navi promises you, you'll never lose the rulership, Yehuda, you'll always be in charge. And then it turns out that that's not true. And the enemies take over and make Yehuda not be the king. Even though those guys got punished, it still comes out that the Navi was not telling the truth. The Navi said it won't happen, it did happen. So therefore the Ran disagrees with the Ramban. The Ramban understood that pasuk to be saying it's a mitzvah in the Jewish people that lo yasur shevet miYehuda, that a king must be from Yehuda. The Ramban understood that's a mitzvah, it's a tzivui to the Jewish people to make it that way. The Ran says, no, it is not a mitzvah. It was telling you prophecy, it was telling you facts, the future, not a mitzvah they should do, but a nevuah. And if it would be that people who would rule over the Jewish people would not be from Yehuda, then the haftacha, then the promise is batal, and it never came true. It'll come out then that it only became true in the days of David or Shlomo, because in the history of Jewish people, that's when there was always, that is the time when there was only kingship from Yehuda. In the times of David or Shlomo, it comes out that most of what Yaakov said was not true. So how could that be? Okay, so the Ran says, So the Ran says, the way I understand this is that the Pasuk is hinting to a prophecy of what would happen to each Shevet. Like, for example, when Yaakov gave the bracha to Dan, so that was a nevuah about Shimshon, Obiser bo Yisrael, Ba'omro, and he was giving Yisrael good news of what would happen. He said in the bracha that Dan was Dan Yadinama, okay, Achad Shivtei Yisrael, that Dan will judge his people like one of the Shvatim of Yisrael. Amr Besotik, Mar says in Sotuk, Moshe Amr Hanoshech Ikvesis Veipol Rochvo Achor, that it says that he bites the ankles of the horse, and the person riding it falls backwards. Shurem is a shnei amudim asher haven asher abayis nachan aleim. This was a hint to the story of Shimshon, who pushed down the pillars, and everyone died. Kashra noflo biad oivav. And when he saw he was going to be killed, he said, "Lishuascha kivitzi Hashem, I hope to you Hashem." And he miraculously knocked the walls down, and everyone died. So that story with the bracha, that point is here, the bracha that Yaakov gave Dan was a nevuah. He was telling you were going to have a son eventually named Shimshon, who does this great story. So you see that it's all, these are all nevuahs. V'chein b'Yehuda, the same too with Yehuda, yidab al derech ha'odav avtacha. Same thing, when Yaakov spoke to Yehuda, he wasn't giving mitzvahs to the Jewish people, he was saying again, nevuah. V'amr, and he said, lo yasur shevet miYehuda, that rulership will not live Yehuda, kalomar, what that means to say is, shem hayosh shiyachte umalcheim, even if their kings will sin, adlayin lo yagia onsham, the punishment will not reach the level shetistalik v'shetasim mihem hamelucha legamri. That's the point. That the rulership will never leave Yehuda completely. As long as there is Jewish rulership, there will at least be a partial rulership to Yehuda, like the time during all the times of the Malchi Yehuda, Malchi Yisrael. It wasn't that Yehuda, the rulership left Yehuda completely, it just partially left him. But there was always Yehuda in charge as long as there was Jewish rulership. V'nei ramazol maimer Hashem yisparech l'shlomo, that was the hint to Shlomo, Yan asher haysa zosim chav l'shamar tibrisi v'chukosa asher tibrisi alecha karo ekras ha-mamlacha me'alecha v'nasatila avdecha. Because you didn't listen to what I said, so I will tear away the kingship from you, and I will give it to your servant. Ach b'yamecha lo esena l'ma'an David edecham yad bincha ekrano, but not in your days, Shlomo, but rather in your son's days. L'fikach yivtiach Yaakov Yehuda, therefore Yaakov promised Yehuda, shaf pi sheyachtu melachav, even if his great-grandkids like Shlomo, will sin. Melucha will never leave them completely. Like Hashem said to Shlomo, Rakas kalam amlacha ekra. What he meant, that's again referring to the pasuk he said a second ago, that when it says, I will not tear kingship from you, Rakas kalam amlacha ekra, the whole rulership I will not take from you. Shevet echad etein lebincha leman David avdi leman Yerushalayim asher bacharti. I'll still give your son something, he just won't be in charge of everything. So those are the psukim again in Melachim Aleph that describe pretty clearly what the Ran says, that even though part of the kingship will be taken away from Yehuda, it will never be completely taken away. V'hinei kol yimei bayis harishon, all the times of bayis rishon, hayu melachim b'Yehuda v'lasar mehem hamshala. All the times of bayis rishon, there was always kings from Yehuda and it never left them. V'chein malchus shaol ein akush etzleinu, and the fact that there was a king called Shaol and nothing from David at the time, that's not a kasha. Even though there was no one in charge in Yehuda at the time, it's not saying that there will never be a king from the Jewish people. Again, another qualification. It's not saying that there will never be a king from the Jewish people who is not from Yehuda. It's not saying that will never happen. What it was saying is, once kingship starts from Yehuda, then lo sa'asur v'loti pasik l'gamri. Once Yehuda starts being king, we'll never leave him forever. But when Shaul was king, kingship hadn't started yet for Yehuda. It's once Yehuda started with David, then it never goes away. V'chein malach Shaul, v'yishlo ha'ya b'shevet Yehuda, ro'i l'malchus kamo. And the reason why Shaul was in charge first is because there was no one in Yehuda who was fit for kingship better than Shaul. Kasher yirin ha'kasa, like the pasuk says, king kamo b'chala'am. Okay, the pasuk says there was no one as great as him in the nation. All it was saying was that once, all Yaakov promised was once kingship starts with Yehuda, we'll never leave him. And saying lo yasur means it will not leave you implies that it started. So before it starts, there was no promise. Yaakov just says, once it starts, it will not leave. And it's not a kasha, how could it be that the Hashmonaim were ever in charge? Okay, here comes qualification number three. Pretty big, important qualification. That Yaakov, again, was not promising Yehuda that he would always be in charge. He's only going to be even partially in charge when the Jews are completely in charge of themselves, and that their rulership is purely because of their own decision. Then, then there will be no... the rulership will not leave Yehuda. And that Melucha will always be in the Shevet of Yehuda as long as there is someone ruling from the Jewish people. Did not say that there will never be anyone running anything who's not from Shevet Yehuda. The people who are in charge, the kings in charge of Bayis Sheni, that doesn't count. Because that's not real rulership. That's not the real Jews ruling themselves. What there really was is puppets of foreign governments. They weren't really in charge because they had full self-rule. It was only because the other nations let them be in charge. But the point is, again, that it doesn't mean that there will never be people in charge from other shvatim. It just says that rulership will not leave his shevet completely, as long as the Jews are ruling themselves completely. When the Jewish people are in galus, then ein melech ve'ein sar, that's not, there's no king, there's no sar. Then the Jewish people are not promised that they will keep memshala, they will keep rulership. Okay, so where does that leave, say, the state of Israel? What does that count as? Well, not so clear, but let's keep reading. You'll see more about this. And what Chazal tell us is there's more to this here. It's another way. So the way Chazal understood it is not the way exactly the Ran just said, but rather rulership will not leave the Jewish people at least partially forever. Whether they're in Eretz Yisrael or whether they're in Galus. And also promised Yehuda that the Torah will not leave his offspring. This is what Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin. That when the Pasuk says that rulership will not leave Yehuda, Elu Rashe Galios, Shebe Bavel, Sherodin Esa'am. These are the people in charge in Bavel who are in charge of whatever, keep the people in line. Mechokik mi bein raglov, and teacher is from his offspring. Elu b'nei banav shel Hillel shemalamdin Torah b'rabim. These are the grandchildren of Hillel that taught Torah in public. So there is a promise here, according to the Gemara. Two promises. Achas. Number one, shlei pasik nagin mitzava mizaro, that there will never be a ruler. The rulership will never leave his offspring, Yehuda's offspring, Vafilu b'yosein b'gol, even when we're in Galus. Vashenis. And the second promise is shiyu zaro oskim b'torah, that the progeny of Yehuda will be learning Torah. Zeus Amar Biyoma, this is the Gemara says in Yuma Amar Rava Lamashkachas Surmer Rabbanon Demori El Daasim Yishevet Yisachar Milevi. The Gemara first says in Yuma, you will not find a Talmud Chacham who paskins who's not from Shevet Yisachar or Shevet Levi. Milevi, from Levi Dechsev Yor Mishpatech Al Yaakov, because it says Levi will teach Mishpatim to Yaakov. Miyisachar, from Yisachar Dechsev, and Mibnei Yisachar Yodei Bina Le'itim. From Yisachar, as the Pasuk says, that Yisachar knew how to be Koveya various times in the Jewish calendar. The Amim Yehuda Nami, and then the Gemara asks, let's say Yehuda will also be like that, the Chsev Yehuda Mechokiki, as it says, Yehuda, my lawgiver. So Gemara answers, Asukish Maitza Alibi, Alibid Hilchazalakamrinam. What I mean to say is, Yehuda will never paskin correctly. So he'll be learning Torah, but he won't be mechavin to the correct pshat, he won't be mechavin to what the correct halach is. That'll only be from Levi and Yisachar. So even though Yehuda's children were not promised that they would always get it right, at least they were promised that they would always be learning. This is a promise that is forever. That is, whether they're in Eretz Yisrael or whether they're in Galus. Okay, so that's a big promise. That means whenever there is any kind of rulership of the Jewish people, it'll always be that the people in charge are from Yehuda. And based on what you find in Medrash, there is even another way here. Totally new way, that this promise that Yaakov gave to Yehuda actually doesn't start at all until Mashiach comes. And it's promising us, even though there will be a break in rulership of Yehuda, when Mashiach comes, from then on, then Malchus will not leave Yehuda. And then when it says Malchus will not leave Yehuda until Shiloh comes, until Mashiach comes, kamo bizman shiyavo Shiloh would mean ad kiyavo Shiloh would mean when Shiloh comes. When Mashiach comes, then rulership will not leave Yehuda. He'll always be in charge. This is mentioned in the Medrash, as it says, that rulership will not leave Yehuda. This is being a king. As it says, your kisei Hashem is forever. When is that? So when does this happen? It happens when Hashem's around. When Hashem, it says, the Pasuk Beraglayim, through Masena, Teres Geis, that with Hashem will crush them, crush the Gayim, Ad Ki Yavo Shilo, Kishiyavo Miyat Mashah Malchus Shalo, when Hashem comes, V'lo Yikas Hamim, and to him will can gather nations, Kishiyavo Mishim Makeh Shinei Kala Umos Olam. So here, if remember this for the Seder time, Lo Yikas Amim, this Medrash is learning that Yikas comes from Makeh Ashinov, like we tell the Rosh Avata Hakeh Ashinov. So Makeh Ashinov means to acidify his teeth, whatever it means, it means to make him be quiet. You shut him up. So by the Rosh, when it says Avata Hakeh Ashinov, it means you shut him down, you make him be quiet, you make his not be able to talk. Whatever exactly, however, whatever it means, you put some kind of acid or grind his teeth. Whatever the case is, it means you make him stop being able to talk. So v'lo yikas amim, when Hashem comes, Hashem is the one who makes it that all nations can talk. Shenemar yasimu yad al peh, that they will put their hand on their mouth. Ozneim tachroshena, and their ears will be deaf. So that's in other words, for our purposes, it means, like the Ran says, it's clear from them that this whole promise of rulership not leaving Yehuda is talking about when Mashiach comes. So that's another way of learning this pasuk, a totally different way. So like this way, there's no questions at all, of course, because the whole, it's only until when Mashiach comes. It's like the other versions. We either have the Ramban's version that it's a mitzvah, we have the Ran's version, number one, that it applies once rulership started. It doesn't end, at least completely, but it does end when the Jews are not fully ruling themselves. And the other version he brought from Chazal is that it'll be forever and ever that the Jews, the people who are in charge, are always from Yehuda. And if that's true, you would think, even the people in charge of Eretz Yisrael, one would think that they would trace their roots to Yehuda. I'm not sure, but that's what I would think, according to that version. Okay, v'chein darshu od, and they made a further drasha, lo yaser shevet mi'Yehuda zeh Mashiach ben David shu asur l'rados es ha'machas, that rulership will not leave Yehuda. This refers to Mashiach, who will be in charge of the people. Shneamar tziroim b'shevet barzel, he will shepherd them with a metal rod. Mechokik mi bein raglav, and mechokim bein raglav refers to Eli Yoshua Yavitz. These refer to Sanhedrin. Ad kiyavo Shilo, until Shilo comes. Shasidin kalumas olam lahavi doron l'mashiach ben David. Again, just another way of darshaning this pasuk. Until Shilo comes, until people bring gifts to the Melech HaMashiach. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, ba'isahi yuval shai l'Hashem tzavakos. And in those days, people bring gifts to Hashem, so that Shiloh is Shai Hashem. Okay. V'zeh mefurish b'kam mekomish b'zman Mashiach yodu kol umos Hashem izbarach. So it's mefurish in many places that when Mashiach comes, all the nations will come and understand that Hashem's in charge. V'ush ha'navi maftiach, and this is what the Navi promises, b'yom ahu, on that day, yeh Hashem echad ishmo echad. On that day, God's name will be one, God will be one, and His name will be one. V'pirusha, what does that mean? Pretty important thing to know what it means. Shebizman hazeh sheshmo echad. Shebizman hazeh shmo echad b'fi kol ha'umos. In that time, his name will be one with amongst all the nations. Ki kol am va'am choshev lios ovid ha'elokim v'kari b'shmo. Zilas yishim cholkim b'ikar ha'elokus. I'm sorry. In zman hazeh, Hashem is already one because everybody thinks they're worshiping Hashem. They just do it in different ways and think about it different ways, but everybody thinks they're worshiping Hashem. Nimtzah Shashmo Echad, so his name is one, everyone's calling out to God, aval hu einu echad b'fi hakol, but he's not the same one. V'achris hayamim yizbonenu bo, v'hu yiyeh echad. At the end of time, everyone's going to work it out who Hashem really is, and he will be one. K'mo Shashmo Achshav Echad, just like his name is now one, everyone calls out to God, he will actually be one when Mashiach comes and everyone understands who they're talking to. That's also another pasuk showing that when Mashiach comes, everyone will return to Hashem, as it's even the Goyim, as it says that when the saviors go up to Har Tzion, it will be Hashem for Hashem the kingdom. And that's what it says. Hashem will be king over the land. Bayom hahu, when Hashem is king, when Mashiach comes, yeah, Hashem echad, Hashem will be one, Rishmo echad, and his name will be one. Again, with the Ran's pshat, that just like his name is one now, so too eventually he will be one completely in the mouth of all. Okay, that's the end of this drasha. Next week, Mirtz Hashem, we will chazer over the drasha.